in the city of Tells. The Nazis marched in and took out all the men of the city. Took them out, shot them all right outside the city. The only people that were left in the city were women and children. Imagine a city with just women and children. And then finally the dogs came, four legs in two, and told them that everyone needed to march out to the square. They were taking them away. Mothers, we have reports, dressed their children up in their Shabbat dresses so that their last walk, they would feel beautiful. That they wouldn't be afraid. My mother wouldn't dress me up in my Shabbat finery if something terrible was going to happen. Love of a Jewish mother. They're walking, and the Nazis are taking them, their final destination. And all of a sudden, one boy, and his name is Moshe, he's the nephew of the rabbi of the city in Tells, goes running off as fast as his little legs can carry him, and he starts running away. And his mother says, Moshe, Moshe, come back. Come back, stay with your mama. And Moshe's running. And the Nazi's laughing. Where does this kid think he's going? And he runs into the shul where the Nazis had been, riddled the whole shul and all the books with bullet holes. And a minute later, Moshe emerges with a chumash, with talit, with a gemara, and he's running back as fast as his little legs can bring him. And the Nazis think that it's uproariously funny. And his mother says, Moshe, where'd you go? Why'd you go get the book? And the Nazi's thinking, laughing, this is where he thinks he's bringing his books for reading. And Moshe said something that broke my heart and healed it at the same time. Moshe said to his mother, Mama bin ich nur fünf Jahre alt. Mama, I'm only 5 years old. Ich hab kein Englisch gelernt. I never learned how to put on a talit. And I never learned how to read a chumash. And I never had the chance to study the Talmud, the Gemara, with my teachers or with my Abba. But maybe if I grab them now, Abba can teach me in Gan Eden, in Shammai. That is a 5-year-old Jewish child. It's the strength, the Shema Yisrael, that roars out of every Jew. A child who's not worried about dying. She thought he didn't get it. He got it. He was not afraid. What scared Moshe more than dying, a 5-year-old Jewish boy, was getting to the Shamayim without his Bible, or not having his Gemara with him, never getting a chance to learn what those books are about, to learn what we are about, to know what he died for, what he died for being. That is the power of even a Jewish child.